The pirates attacked at night, their speedboat roaring out of the waves, firing their AK-47s. The crew realized they were under attack when their trawler was peppered with a hail of bullets. One bullet hit the ship's cook, passing right through his belly as he lay on his bunk below decks. The pirates clambered aboard, hitting the crew with rifle butts and machetes. "Demanding cash," said the captain, who asked only to be identified as Johnson.
They got us around 1:30 a.m. They came on board. They came with a speedboat, nine of them all armed. They were looking for money.
While the chef writhed in agony, the pirates ate the food he had earlier prepared, slept, and looted the ship of anything of value, including the captain's shoes. Pirate attacks have peaked in recent weeks, with fishermen subjected to unprecedented levels of violence, says a trawler company manager, who asked only to be identified as Victor.
Some few years back, they only come, they attack you, they take whatever you have on board, and they go without killing people. But in the last 3 years, the killing basically has been on the increase.
This year, attacks reached a critical level. In one bloody week in January, 20 trawlers were attacked and 10 people were killed. Fishermen have gone on strike, and the Nigerian fishing industry is in jeopardy, say trawler companies. Nigerian waters are not safe enough to operate in, says Michael Bissong of the Nigerian Trawler Owners Association.
The captains were not even willing to go to sea because of the fear of losing their lives.
Freight ships and oil industry vessels are being attacked too, particularly in the waters of Nigeria's oil-rich southern region, according to statistics from the International Maritime Bureau. Piracy is so bad, the International Transport Workers Union this year called for Nigeria's waters to be declared a war zone. Nigeria, and particularly the oil-rich Niger Delta, where the oil is pumped, is awash with guns. There, militant groups like the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta kidnap expatriate workers for ransom. Men have also attacked oil infrastructure, including blowing up pipelines and invasions of offshore oil rigs. Now, a crackdown on some criminal activities in the Niger Delta is behind an upsurge of piracy in the southern waters, industry officials say. Improved security and more naval patrols are the solution, say maritime representatives. Press officer Yemi Nelson of the Ministry of Agriculture, which is responsible for fisheries, told VOA that extra security measures had been put in place, but said he was unable to give details. Navy representatives this week told local newspapers that patrols of the 850-kilometre coastline would be increased with 15 extra boats. The pirates that attacked Captain Johnson boasted that they were not afraid of the Nigerian Navy or the Army and showed him amulets that they said protected their bodies from bullets.
They showed us charms. They said they can't be defeated. Even let the Army come to water, that they cannot defeat them. Yeah, they are well prepared.
The pirates robbed Captain Johnson's boat of all its navigation and communication equipment, even unscrewing the air conditioning units. The pirates then used Captain Johnson's boat as a decoy to pull right alongside their second target before springing aboard. By the time the pirates left Captain Johnson and his crew, they were 14 hours from Lagos Harbour and a hospital. The cook died before they reached the wharf. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Lagos.